Yeah. Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to my podcast. This is a little venture I thought I would take on. The podcast is called From a Mind of a Loner. I am indeed a loner. A little information. Yes, verified. It's not self-proclaimed loner. I am a loner. I'm alone a lot. You know, don't get checked up on a lot. In my own head, a lot. Don't go out much. So I kind of live in my own head. And so this podcast is an attempt to release some of that energy to maybe get some of the strange thoughts out of my head, maybe get some of the different ideas out of my head so that I can move on and think about other crazy things. Let's see here. So one thing I do want to do is answer any questions, talk about any opinions. On my show, at the beginning of my show, so if you don't mind, you can email me at leosky22@gmail.com. That is Leo, L-E-O, Sky, S-K-Y-E, 22@gmail.com. That is Leo, L-E-O, S-K-Y-E, 22@gmail.com. And I'll be sure to read your emails and pick something to talk about, you know, and whatever you want to send me, go ahead and do that. All right. So let me get right into it. The first show that I have is called Trust Issues. We all have trust issues. That's not a question. Some of us worse than others. Some of us just need to be alone because of them. And some of us just take those things way too seriously. Trust is one of those things where I believe it's on the slope. You can trust more people more than others. You can decide how to deliver your trust. You can decide how much of trust you want to give someone. I personally believe people give too much trust, especially in relationships. In beginning relationships, you give way too much trust. Now, when I say you give way too much trust, it is not like you shouldn't trust the person at all. It's not like you should keep the person on the leash, you know. When I say too much trust, I mean you expect them. You expect too much out of them. You expect them to guard your feelings, but the reality is you just start talking. That's, I don't understand that. Like, people run around here and just throwing feelings at everybody and expect them to be guarded, you know, as well as, you know, you be guarded as well as you desire them to protect it, and then wonder why you're hurt in the end, because you threw all the trust, 100% trust at somebody that you just start talking to, whether it's a friend or not. Still, you threw 100% trust at somebody, and then when they do whatever it is that they do, you're hurt. These are human beings we're talking about. Like, you're throwing 100% trust at human beings. Now, we have all slipped up, messed up, did something we are not supposed to do. I know some people claim they ain't never done nothing wrong and that they would never do such a thing. Bullshit. Yes, we have all slipped up, messed up, did something wrong, did something we ain't supposed to do, hurt somebody's feelings. We all have done it. And so, if you know we all done it, why would you throw 100% feelings at somebody? It doesn't make sense to me, but it happens. And so, this creates trust issues, because now the next person gets less than 50%, right? Now, you're all in their DMs, and you're all in their phone, and you're trying to figure out what they're talking about. And you're asking questions about everybody that shows up in their phone. First of all, while you're in their phone, you're going to see something you don't want to see. You're going to hurt your feelings. But I digress. Like, once again, now, you just start talking to this person 2 weeks ago, but you're all up in their information like they owe you something. No. No. Because y'all both trying to get to know each other, and they don't know if they're going to be with you or not. So, no, they are not giving you 100% of their time. No, they are not giving you that exclusive title. No, they are not, you know, being... No, it doesn't make sense. Like, so then, you know, you say you're going to be single. That's fine. Be single. If you got trust issues to the extent that you waste your own time diving in this individual's life, you need to be single. Like, when you start to waste your own time navigating this individual life into corners that he has not invited you into, chill. Be single. Live your life. You really ain't gotta do this. Being in a relationship is not that serious. I'm gonna tell you now. Like, being lonely sucks. It does. Being alone sucks. Being single is not that exciting all the time. Neither is being in a relationship. Being in a relationship is stressful as hell. It really is. And people run around here talking about... People run around here just wanting to join these things. Like, jump in them head first. Heads over heels. Over this person. And then wonder why you got, you know, effed over. And then, you know, it gets bad. You know, some people have babies and some people act a fool. Whatever, you know. And so, you know, I am here to say that we all have trust issues. Like I said, some people are worse than others. And some people even have trust issues where they just throw it at everything and everywhere and hope that it sticks somewhere. Whatever. All right. So let me kind of explain my situation. So I do have trust issues. My issue is I don't trust anyone 100%. Now, I do trust people on a higher scale than others, meaning, you know, some people get a good 90%. Some people get a good 10%. But I trust no one 100% because everyone is human. To trust somebody 100% is insane. I feel like the best you will get is a good 90. That's the best you'll get, is to trust somebody 90%, give them a little leeway, you know, to fuck up, right? And that's the best you get, for real. Like, once you cross that 100% threshold, you are given everything, right? You're given everything, and you're given that, and you're not allowing that person to be human and mess up. And so when they do mess up, you ready to jump down their throat because you done give 100% trust. You're going to give everything to this person. Me, on the other hand, you're not getting 100% from me. That's period. You know, I believe that if you decide to be with somebody forever, there's a good chance that you'll probably cheat. I'm not saying everybody will cheat. I'm not saying that it's, you know, there's no question. I'm not saying that the person will absolutely cheat. I'm just saying there's a good chance that cheating may occur. Whether you know it or not, there's a good chance it may occur. And so that 10% allows me to be comfortable enough to not go through their phone, to not be in their lives, to not sit here and dive in everything that they're doing and search for stuff. I know that's going to hurt me because that's insane. Like, when people search through people's phones, when people ask questions that they really don't want the answer to, they're just searching. I don't know. Maybe they like to be hurt. Maybe that's something that they enjoy. I don't know. But I'm not asking those questions. I don't want to know if you messed around with somebody else unless I want to know. And if I want to know, I prepared myself for the yes. That way, when I get the yes, I'm cool. Like, okay, I prepared myself for this. But I'm not going to ask the question to get pissed about it. No, I'm not asking you, did you mess with somebody else to get pissed? I'm asking you if you mess with somebody else because I'm genuinely curious. Right? And so people out here asking questions they don't want the answer to. And they out here, you know, losing their mind over information they really don't want. Right? They just don't want to look like a sucker. And so they're trying to find the information to make sure they're not looking like a sucker out here. But in reality, I mean, whether you find out or not, you already, you know, I mean, if you got somebody who really care about you, they're not going to let you look like a sucker. Now, and here goes my thing. Just my personal opinion, I don't feel like somebody cheating on you don't mean they care about you. That's my personal opinion, and a lot of people will disagree, but that's how I feel. I don't feel like they don't care about you. Now, I do feel like they disrespected you. Right. I do feel like there's a discrepancy and their thought process about you. But caring about somebody, loving somebody is completely opposite than a lot of things. People don't understand that. Love can be exclusive to a lot of situations. Love can be in a vacuum by itself, right? I can love somebody and, you know, and walk away from them. I can love them dearly and walk away from them. Because love is not exclusive. I mean, not exclusive, inclusive to a lot of things. It's exclusive to a lot of things. And so, yeah. So where I'm going with this is, you know, people build up all this trust and they create. And I feel like trust issues is two sides of a spectrum. It's when somebody trusts too much and when somebody trusts too little. Trust issues is a really big thing in this community. People need to chill out on all this trust drama and live their lives, because everybody just need to live their lives. Like me, I feel like trust is a behind the scenes thing for me. For me, trust is something that just kind of happens, right? And it's just there until it's not there no more. I'm not focused on it. I'm not worried about it. Trust ain't something that I'm dwelling on. Right. It's just something that kind of exists in the background. Right. Because inherently, I trust you. It's just happening. I'm not focused. It's not something that is prevalent in my everyday life. I just trust you. And I'm not going to search for a reason not to trust you. You got to give me a reason, because here's my big thing. If you're cheating on me, don't tell me you're cheating on me. Right. Like, I just want you to be safe. First of all, protect me. Right. Protect yourself. Keep me from looking like a dummy, right? And, you know, and please care about me enough to not have me find out through some other means, right? Care about me enough for me not to find out that you're cheating. And really, really care about me to the 100% care about me by ending it. But here's my thing. I don't want to know that you're doing it, because here's the point of you telling me that you're cheating. You're trying to make yourself feel better, because if you really cared about how I felt about the situation, you wouldn't be doing it in the first place. You wouldn't done it in the first place. What you're doing is trying to make yourself feel better by telling me that you're cheating so you can lift the weight off your own conscience. Don't put that weight on me. You lift it off yourself. Now you put it on me. And now I got to walk around here with the stank face because you done cheated on me and be all mad and pissed with tears in my eyes. I'm good, bruh. You keep that to yourself. You figure it out. You live with that karma by yourself. I don't want nothing to do with it. I don't want to be mad. I don't want to be upset. Just don't bring me home nothing. Don't have another baby with another person. You know what I mean? Like, leave me out of it, period. I don't want to know. And don't have it flaunting it out here in front of everybody else. That's another thing. Don't have me looking stupid by flaunting it at everybody else. You should be secretive with it. There should be nobody who knows. Maybe your best friend who won't tell nobody. Other than that, nobody should know what you're doing out here. If you're with somebody, keep that stuff to yourself. Let nobody know. Everything's secretive. Nobody needs to know anything. I don't want to know anything. I'm not searching for anything. Let me live my life. And if I find out, let me find out. And when I find out, I'll deal with it then. But don't make me have to live in that pain, that hurt, that situation, because you can't deal with your own actions. For real. Like, and that's my biggest thing. Like, and like I said, I believe if you plan on being with somebody forever, you're going to cheat. It's not set in stone, but if you plan on being with somebody forever, there's a good chance that cheating may occur in a relationship. If it doesn't, that's amazing. And if it does, it's not the end of the world. You know, and I already made this decision in my own life. Like, I'm going to be with somebody forever. They cheat. It's not the end of the world. Now I get to choose if I be with them or not. In the end, but it's not set in stone. I'm gonna leave them. There gotta be certain things that happen in this scenario for me to make a definite decision one way or another, right? You know, it has to be a ongoing, you know, feeling induced, relationship creating, you know, type of, cheating. You know what I mean? If the person love you, you love that other person, and y'all truly got feelings for each other, and this thing have dawned a whole new status for you two, and I'm the odd man out, even though I'm the person in the relationship, right? But you two doing y'all thing, I'm probably gonna leave that. I'm not dealing with another relationship within my relationship, right? If it's a one or two time thing, or it's a part-time thing that's only feelings only, right? And there's no emotion attached, it's just mostly physical, and things are happening, and maybe I ain't doing what I'm supposed to do, you know what I mean? But she still love me and want to be with me for every other reason, but, you know, my physical ain't happening, or, you know, her, you know, whatever, however it goes, he, her, whatever, you know. Hey, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm going to be okay with it and I'm going to stay, but what I will say is, I'm not going to determine whether I stay or not based off solely the fact that she did it, or, you know, and that's me personally, because I'm not 100% convinced that nobody cheats. I'm not. And that's my own personal views. I'm not convinced nobody cheats. I'm convinced that some people are really, 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 really good at hiding it, right? I am also convinced that for those who don't cheat, they thought about it a whole lot, and they flirt really hard behind the scenes. You'll never know, but they do, you know, and they imagined it, and, you know, and you know what comes with imagination? Things. So, that's where I stand right now. I trust the person that I'm with that they won't make me look stupid. I trust that they'll keep me out of their mess. I trust that they will protect me. I trust that I have nothing to worry about. I trust that they will not put me in a situation where I'm taking care of somebody else's kid. These are all the things I trust. Do I trust that I'm 100% safe from cheating? No. But I do trust that I am safe from everything else. And that's the trust that I have, is that they're not going to tear my heart out my chest. Not on purpose, right? They're not going to put me in a situation where where I feel like I'm alone, where I feel like, you know, they're going to hurt me purposefully. Not with another person involved. Now, you might have a heated exchange, and they might tell me something that makes me really mad. You know, and this is any relationship between any two people, right? But I trust that they're not going to bring another person into my relationship to hurt me. And everything they do, they're going to do quietly. And, you know, and I don't know what anybody's doing. I don't have any information on what anybody doing out here, because I don't search for it. I just don't. And that's why I'm saying trust needs to be something that you give somebody and you don't look to, and you don't look for a reason to take it away. Trust is something that you just let happen, right? And you just enjoy your life, and you enjoy your life together. And, you know, you just make sure that you're living your best life out here. And if you're with somebody you feel like you can't trust, if you're with somebody you feel like they're going to hurt you, you with somebody you feel like it's going to make you look stupid, you with somebody you feel like is selfish like that, you with somebody who you feel like don't completely, who don't have your best interest at heart, you feel like they got somebody else they in a full-blown relationship with, well, you know, while they're with you, you know, somebody that they can constantly cheating with while they're with you. If you feel like you have that, and you feel like... it's something you can't deal with. Even if you know that somebody doing any type of cheating you can't deal with, right? Maybe you, and you feel like you can't trust them, just leave. Just leave. Don't sit here and destroy yourself. And if you find out they're not cheating later, hey, your intuition was wrong. I mean, it ain't nothing you can do about it now, you know. But don't make that person's life miserable because you don't trust them. And so now he's miserable, you miserable, nobody's cheating, but you think he's cheating. You know, just be single. For real. You know? She's single, you single, right? But you can't believe her because you feel like she a thot out here, you know? And she ain't done nothing with nobody, but you just can't help yourself. Be single. For real. Don't be out here making people life miserable because you don't know how to trust. All right. This was Trust Issues. That's all my thoughts for today. Like once again, if you have any comments, opinions, questions, any questions, general questions, I don't care. I will answer them. I will also discuss certain opinions if you have them. Kind of give you my thought process on what you think. Please. Tune in for the next show. Thank you very much.